You know, if you haven't checked out What Chaos yet, you oughta, because we've had all your favorite players on the show. I'm talking Seth Jones, Linus Solmark, Connor Bedard, whoever it may be.
We're live every day on YouTube at noon Eastern, but also available on all podcast platforms, including the one you're listening to right now.
We got guests, and yeah, we're also doing a bit of chit-chat, goofing around, laughing at what makes us laugh in hockey.
So regardless of how deep you are into your hockey fandom, come listen to What Chaos. We'll talk about your favorite team, we'll talk about your least favorite team, and everybody in between, and we're having a ton of fun doing it every single day, Monday through Thursday. It's What Chaos, presented by All City Network.
Welcome in to the DNVR Avalanche postgame. We got Big E and Rudo coming to you live as the Avs lose in a shootout to the New York Rangers. We'll get to the Nathan MacKinnon thing in a bit. Obviously, probably one of the bigger talking points for tonight for this game. But let us start off with the 60-second rundown. First period was really tight from both teams. Really, really well played defensively. Quality goaltending. Felt like a playoff game, to be honest with you. Maybe a little bit on the tight side, but felt like a playoff game. It's nothing-nothing after one. It looked like it was going to be nothing-nothing after two, but the second was a much more open period. A lot more chances for both teams. Goaltending was great for both teams. Last minute of the period, Casey Mittelstadt breaks through, gets one past Shesterkin to put the Avs up 1-0. And then the Rangers would score two goals in a row in the third period. They would get it back to tied off of a banked-in puck off the back of Georgiev from behind the net, and then a power play goal to make it 2-1. It's pretty fortunate. It was challenged for a hand pass, but ultimately ruled a good goal. The Avs would get one back, officially called an own goal. Bit controversial in my opinion, but again, we'll talk about that later. That got it to overtime. Neither team scored. That got it to the shootout where Shesterkin was the better of the two goalies. And to be fair, the Avs shootout move sucked. But Rangers take it in the shootout. I want to start here. I don't have any problem with the way the Avs played this game on a whole tonight. I thought they played great. If Shesterkin didn't stand on his head, they probably win this game pretty easily. But Shesterkin just played amazing tonight. It happens.
I agree with you. I thought they were great. I thought it was a great hockey game. We talked about it before the game. We were all excited about the game. And I think it lived up to the hype, lived up to expectations. Two of the top teams in the league, East, West. And a little bit of everything. It was exciting. Overtime was exciting. Like you said, I have nothing against the Avs except maybe one thing, and we'll talk about it.
Yep.
And we had touched upon it on the pregame, and that's the difference in the game when you think about it. But all in all, it was a good game, good effort. And I mean, they deserved a better fate. And then I I hate shootouts. I think it's the stupidest thing. It is.
You and me are on the same wavelength here.
I just can't. I mean,
I'm with you on this.
Besides a hockey game, whatever. I know this is not new, you know, but I'll never get disappointed losing in a shootout, and I'll never get super hyped about winning in a shootout. Like, you can tell guys too when they win. It's like, whatever. When it's a shootout, it is what it is.
Yep.
We're not gonna rewrite the rules right now, so it is what it is.
I don't know. I might try to rewrite the rules later in this podcast, buddy.
About the assists, yeah.
We'll see about that. But look, top to bottom, Georgiev gives you a 920 tonight. Solid. I thought the defense was, outside of a couple of plays in the power play, pretty darn amazing at 5-on-5. We said it was two cup contenders. Yeah. It looked like it, man. It really did. Avs, unfortunately, don't get the win, but I don't care if the loss is in a shootout. I mean, I do care, but a loss in a shootout doesn't make me think about the playoffs at all, right? Because that doesn't happen in the playoffs.
Exactly.
You had a 2-2 game in overtime in the playoffs here, and the next goal was going to win the game. So,
I mean, that's why it doesn't exist in playoffs, because it's a skills competition. Hockey is a team sport, so it is what it is. Just wished it would keep going with longer overtimes or whatever it is, and somebody would score at some point. By the time you shave the whatever it is that you do with the shovels, You know what I mean? And then guys go one. I mean, come on, man. Just keep going overtime. Get a longer overtime. Somebody will score.
My question is this. How long does a full shootout take? How long does the shootout take tonight? 5 minutes?
Yeah. And the shovels, right? You know, so maybe 5-7 minutes.
What percentage of games end if you play five more minutes of 3-on-3? It's got to be like 90% of them.
It's got to be.
So.
Then if you have to get to it, then. And again, I'd be talking like this if the Avs have won in the shootout. Like, I just can't stand the shootout. So. But yeah, add more minutes. Again, well, we can do a pod on that one day, but.
Someday.
But it was a great game. It was awesome. And, you know, that's why I say, like. Well, oh, guys, are you going to get all disappointed because you didn't get the skills at the end? Like, and the Avs have more, I mean, more skills or just as same skill as the Rangers. But at the end of the day, Rangers came down at better moves than the Avs did. So, simple as that.
Eric, for the Avs side of this, it takes them nearly four full periods to get a goal. You're coming off a Montreal game where they only scored one goal. Shesterkin is goalieing them through a good stretch of this game. Is it hard for them to stay focused, stay confident in their shooting ability in a stretch like that, or do you think they're keep it revving to get one?
No, there's ebbs and flows in a season, and those guys score goals at will. I mean, but again, like we saw at the start of the year, remember the Pittsburgh and whatever it was, like three shutouts or out of five games or two shutouts out of three games, something abnormal. Exactly. It shit happens. Stuff happens. But I think you stick to, I mean, again, Shesterkin played great. They had one or two posts earlier on, right? Yep. You know, so it could have easily gone in, and that's why I say if you strike on the power play, it does open the game up. It does
we'll
make
get
a
to
difference.
It. We'll
and
get
exactly,
to
that's
it.
What I'm saying. But, you know, so when you don't, then it's tougher to score goals, and then the game stays close. And it doesn't really open up. And we all know when the game opens up, the Avs are absolutely lethal. Even though with the game as close as it was, they still managed over 40 shots or whatever it was. And then
30-something.
So, yeah. Whatever it was. Pretty close to it. So
that was 40 exactly.
Yeah, 40. There you go. So still a pretty good game, you know what I mean, in that sense. But all in all, it was an awesome effort by both clubs. And if you were at Ball Arena or watching the game or whatever it is that – you were doing tonight. Everybody, I think, walked out of there satisfied by the two teams of the effort that was put out there and the show that was put on. So it was awesome.
And if you give me hockey, obviously not the Avs losing, but you give me hockey like that every night. That's the stuff. That's the juice right there.
Yes.
Fantastic stuff. I really, truly enjoyed all of this hockey game.
Yeah.
Even if I do have some frustrations with it. We don't have a three stars tonight. We will talk about some individuals. I want to start with Casey Mittelstadt. Did not play his best game against Montreal, I think, safe to say.
Yeah.
I'm not saying he was out of this world tonight or anything like that, but he is the guy to break the ice for the Avs, get them on the board in the dying seconds of the second period. I'll just ask it to you directly. Is this what the Avs were missing? Is this the problem they're trying to solve with the 2C? You need a goal. It's another guy that can do that for you?
Absolutely. And he's only getting more and more comfortable. And, you know, the play that he does there, he doesn't get – you can tell, you know, he doesn't get nervous. He's in front. He's got a couple sticks coming at him from both sides, right? But he still finds a way to shoot. He knows exactly where he's shooting. This is a skill guy. He does things with the puck that not a lot of people – not a lot of players on the Avs lineup can do. He is up there. I mean, those mitts are phenomenal. I mean, they really are. So, and he can do things in tight. He can do the things while being checked. Really impressed by his ability to hang on to the puck in the offensive zone with guys on him. So, yeah, you're right. He had a bad play, especially against Montreal, you know, and that's the difference in the game. You know you're new to a team. You know, championship aspirations and He knew he had to be better, and I thought he was better tonight. And though that was a big goal, then he made some big plays. And again, you know, I was expecting a better shootout move than by him.
That was unfortunate.
I think he just got hanged in the, you know, he ran out of room.
Got lost halfway.
Sometimes you overthink it.
And, yeah.
But then again, I'm never going to judge a player on a shootout. So I'm not going to judge a team on a shootout. I'm not going to judge a player on a shootout. Yeah.
Credit where credit's due, too. That's a guy who did not have Val Nichushkin on that line tonight. Did not have some of Bednar's security blankets with him. You saw guys like Parise and Miles Wood get time in the Avs top six tonight. and he still finds a way to be productive.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's going to be more than fine, and he has been more than fine.
Yep.
He's going to be here for years to come. He's a perfect fit. He fits like a glove here in this lineup. He fits right behind McKinnon, which is like we've talked about. If you can get, like tonight,
yep,
a chance to get out there with Nate on the power play, and, you know, then you kind of feel it. You're like, oh, this is kind of nice. You know what I mean? And but they didn't get it done, obviously, on the power play. But he's going to be here for many years, and this is a great fit. That was a great pickup, and he's only going to get better and better and better as the regular season moves on. And then we'll see how he does in the playoffs, which he's never played a playoff game. But from what I've seen so far, I'm not worried at all for Casey Mittelstadt in the playoffs.
I hope you're right. I have all the confidence in the world, too, for him to be able to be that second guy for Colorado down the middle. Move to the back end. Alexander Georgiev, again, thought he played well tonight. I don't have a problem. Wasn't better than the guy across from him, but Igor Shesterkin's a hard guy to live up to on any given night. I don't want to knock him too much. That first goal does get banked in off him from behind the goal line. Just gets off his post a little bit. Not saying it was great defense either.
No, I mean, that it happens quick, right? Then your puck's behind you, you're going, you know. That's bad luck. That's a little bit of puck luck for the Rangers. It's bad luck for the Avalanche. Bad luck for Georgiev. And like you said, yeah, I mean, do I think Shesterkin was better than him? Yeah, for one reason and one reason only. He was busier than Georgiev.
Very true.
That's, I mean, the Avs had, I don't know what the numbers are, but obviously had more shot attempts than the Rangers, and I'm assuming
by a lot.
Chances were, you know, reflecting of that as well. But, yeah, I think Shesterkin was the busier goaltender. He played awesome. Georgiev played great, too. So, I mean, again, it's a 2-2 hockey game after a 3-on-3, overtime. So, somewhere, somehow, Georgiev was up to the task, and we expected him to be. I thought he was really sharp. I thought he made some point-blank saves. I thought he was under control. One bad luck there on that first goal. Yeah. But other than that, he was up to the task, and if he plays like that, the Avs are going to win a crap ton of games down the stretch here and in the playoffs.
Yeah, truly a dominant third period for the Avs at 5-on-5. Scoring chances 14-7 in their favor, high danger chances 8-3.
There you go.
They just couldn't find that one extra goal, and their special teams let them down, to be honest with you.
Yes.
The rest of the game was more even because it was a more even game on paper through the first two periods. Still, Avs on the better side of most of the fancy stats tonight. Again, I would take the way the Avs played this game outside of special teams every single night. They really, really played very, very well. And the Rangers are a really good team. Sometimes you're gonna play well and you're not gonna win the game because a guy like Shesterkin bodies you because one play doesn't break your way. That's hockey.
I mean, the Rangers have 102 points now, so leading the league with points. You're not going to control the game for 60 minutes. It's impossible. Yep. Like, you know, maybe if they're playing 3 and 4 nights and those guys are dead tired. Again, those were two fairly rested teams, so that didn't come into play.
Yep.
You know, again, give credit to the other team. They have some good players, and the Avalanche have good players, so that's why it made it for a fun, entertaining game, and I thought the Avalanche played great, and they were the better team.
Yep.
The Avalanche was the better team tonight, but in the standings, they'll get 1 point, and the Rangers will get two, and that's just the way the hockey is, and that's just the way the shootout thing is, and it's been years, and I'm still complaining about it, but I complain about it in wins or losses. I mean, I work with the Avs and teams, and I was never pumped like after a game that was won in a shootout. I'm just being honest, you know, or loss. I was never down after losing a game in a shootout. So it is what it is. It's okay. It's entertaining. It's awesome. You know, perfect. Awesome.
Yep.
But I don't judge anything off of it, you know.
Just to give some credit where credit was due for the Avs. The Avs' best possession player, Andrew Cogliano. 9 attempts for 1 against.
He was awesome. Like, he just couldn't bury it. Yeah. You know what I mean?
So. Yep. Of those shots, 8 of them went on net of Cogliano's 9 attempts for on the ice. So that fourth line really doing work with Foodie on it. McKinnon and Rantanen, 33 attempts for 15 against. Completely dominated this game at 5-on-5. they just couldn't find that extra goal at 5-on-5 or on special teams, which again we'll get to in a little bit. The Avs' top pairing, Makar and Taves, also dominated the game. Very, very few weak spots. I would even argue hardly any, none, as far as weak spots at 5-on-5 are concerned. You have one weird goal that bounces off the back of Georgiev against you at 5-on-5, and that's it.
That's good.
Would you like to finish a little bit better?
Sure. Sure.
Is that a problem I will bring up against Sam Montembeau? Absolutely. Is that a problem I'm going to bring up against Igor Shesterkin? No. Sometimes that goalie's pretty good. Is what it is. It's... This one's weird for me. Because I'm trying to, like, pick through this game at 5-on-5 and really give you a problem with the Avs game. Something that came up short. I can't do it. I want to say the defense at times, and I think there were a couple of lapses. You got a sprung Chris Kreider on a breakaway from Shesterkin, a couple of other two-on-ones and things like that. But even the defense, I think, on the whole, was quality tonight from Colorado.
And they were. And like we talked about, Panarin, guys like that, they get points at 5-on-5. They produce at 5-on-5. So it was a big test for the Avalanche. Right? And I agree with you. The test was... aced, you know what I mean? Like, I believe in the net. It was aced on the back end. It was aced at creating chances from your first line to your fourth line. We'll get to it, but special teams, again, that is the difference in the 2-2 game. What I'm talking about is if they could have won the special teams battle, they would have won the game 3-2 without even overtime or shootout.
Yep.
So
yep.
That was the difference. I agree with you. That's my only disappointment tonight. Avs give up a shorty, not a shorty, but a power play goal against for the first time in a while.
Yep.
It's been a while. Again, it's a fluky one. It goes off the glove. I mean, you could argue it all you want. I mean, it's a game of inches.
We'll talk about it.
That's
in a
what
little
I'm saying.
Bit,
it's a game of inches, but they lose the special teams battle again on a fluky bounce, and then they don't score in the power play. So,
yeah, I agree with Seth. Ties are fine when necessary. Let's go. On that note. We are brought to you by the fantastic folks over at Circa Sportsbook. If you were watching along, Circa helping us out with all the betting going on at the super crazy March Madness hockey, baseball, basketball, crazy. Yeah, sportsgasm.
I don't know, but that Rockies inning was
awful. Oh, my God, dude.
That was painful.
14 runs given up in one inning. Maybe bet against the Rockies.
Yikes.
With Circa. That might be the angle with the Circa Sportsbook. Go to CircaSportsbook.com today, or rather CircaSports, excuse me, .com today to get your sportsbook app downloaded. And also, go there and use code DNVR20 if you're planning on heading out to Vegas. Make sure you stay with Circa. Get with them. Vibe. Have a great time at Circa. And then win your bets on Circa Sportsbook at home. It's that easy. Circa's the way to go. I helped out Adam hit Casey Mittelstadt, first goal scorer tonight. So, easy money right there with Circa. Jump on it. Go get with them. Download the app at CircaSports.com. Circa Sports bets can only be made while physically located in the state of Colorado. Must be 21 or older. All rights reserved. Circa Sports Colorado encourages you to gamble responsibly. Gambling problem? Call or text 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ProblemGamblingColorado.org. And then, when you need yourself a craft beer, open up some Breckenridge Brewery for yourself. Breck Brew, the official craft beer of DNVR. You can go grab one for any occasion. Breck Brew, particularly Avalanche Amber Ales, are always a great time. Whatever you're doing, whether you're watching the sports or just hanging out, it's the way to go. Not just beer either from Breck Brew. They've got the Good Company hard seltzers, if seltzer is more your thing. Check them out at breckbrew.com and use the online beer locator to find it at a local liquor store near you. Second period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. I want to get into that power play goal first. The goal itself. Bednar challenges for a hand pass. It is ultimately ruled a good goal. What's your take on this, Eric?
I mean,
because we got a number of good looks at it. It definitely hits his jersey, and it looks like it might hit his pants on the way down, but it sure looks like it hits his hand, too.
I mean, I've seen it before where guys ice the puck around the glass. It's the guy's glove, hits the guy's jersey, goes far side, guys puts it in. No goal. Like, you know what I mean? I'm not bashing the league. I'm not bashing anything. Would I have challenged it? I would have challenged it. I would have done the same thing the Avs did. Didn't go in their favor. I mean, I'm not sure because we haven't heard anything. It's so loud and it's basketball, so we don't even know what. Well, I didn't read any explanation that was given. I'm sure you can go on NHL.com. They usually
give have an explanation.
They give you the explanation. It'd be nice to hear it, you know what I mean, just so I can understand and not. It doesn't matter that sometimes it hits the goalie, and I mean, it doesn't matter. If it's off your hand and whatever it is, then it, you know. So, I don't know. I would have challenged it. I again, you're talking about puck luck. Like, that's bad puck luck. Like, the Avs, Georgiev on that goal from behind the net, that's bad puck luck. This is bad puck luck. Like, it just goes off the guy's glove. That's the only way you give up a goal on the PK and many opportunities the last few weeks. You know what I mean? That's the first one you give up. Kind of stinks. But then again, you go back to what we talked about in the pregame. Like, a shooting power play is shit happens when you shoot the puck.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So, you know, Rangers did a good job there, put pucks on net. Trocheck's there, goes like, you know, it doesn't do it on purpose, but it creates chaos. It creates a broken play. Next thing you know, the puck's in the net.
So I have a couple of angles about this. One, I think you really could have called that a hand pass. I really think you could have.
I agree.
They didn't, whatever. I'm not going to argue this call because I'm about to argue another one in a couple of minutes. I love that Bednar challenges it, even if he isn't that confident, because you just said it. Even if that goal stands, the Avs penalty kill has been money.
It's been great.
You're not afraid to go back on the PK if it's not a good call. And they do end up killing that next one. Tough look for Zach Parise to be the guy taking the penalty that they ultimately score on. Yeah. And the defense was tough for me. You have both Sam Girard and Josh Manson, both your defensemen playing out high. So when that rebound comes in, they're nowhere to tie up a stick or play a body or do anything. Because there's absolutely nothing Georgiev can do on a play like that. No hope for the goaltender there.
It's nothing you could do. And again, it goes back to what I just said. It's bringing pucks up top, putting pucks on net. When you do that, it creates, like you just said, like a little confusion between Girard and Manson, and then you're not too sure. You're a little bit too far out. Next thing you know, it's an empty net and an empty cage for Kreider, and there's nothing you can do about it, nothing Georgiev could do about it. But goes back to when you're shooting, a power play shooting mentality, you usually get results, you usually get success. So.
And honestly, as you said earlier in this podcast, I'm not that upset that the Avs penalty kill gave up a goal. That was going to happen eventually.
Sure.
That's how they work. You really needed the Avs power play to get the job done tonight. Second one was pretty good, but didn't finish. The first one was bad. You had all this talk in morning skate about how Mittelstadt's coming on there. They're going to try some new stuff, trying some different looks. It didn't get the job done. You lost the special teams battle tonight, and ultimately, to me, that's why you lost this hockey game.
100%. And we talked about it in the pregame. It was key number two, whatever. It was PP strike, right? You know, it makes it makes a difference. The Rangers got themselves. That was the go-ahead goal, right, at that time. So, and then the Avs tie it up. But ultimately, by going to a shootout, forget about what the outcome is, you lost the special teams battle, and that's why you were in a 2-2 tie.
Yep.
So if you would have won the special teams battle, you'd probably walk out of there 2-1 or 3-2 victorious.
Or just don't lose it.
Or tie the – exactly. Don't lose
it. If they score one, you score one, you win the game.
It's all good. So anyway, they lost it. It is what it is, but it's a big criteria. I know it sounds super. I try to stay away on pregames with the three keys, you know, because it's an any given night. Special teams battle, you look at it, teams look at it, players look at it. I mean, I look at it. If you win that, usually you're in a good spot to win the game, and that's why it becomes crucial in the playoffs. You know, the goaltending is judged by that, and then obviously special teams are judged. And then usually, it sounds so freaking stupid, but Bednar always says that, and he always has a smirk when he talks about it after a victory. He's like, well, usually when our players up front execute and, you know, they produce goals, then we check defensively and our goaltending's good, and then we win the specialties battle. Usually we win the game. Well, no shit, exactly. I mean, it's that simple. Hockey is simple.
it's hard to execute. It's hard to, you know, because it's such a fast-paced game, and it's such a you rely on your instincts, and it's not like football where football is a playbook, and you know a lot of I know the quarterback sometimes escapes and everything, but I'm saying this, usually it's a play and the ball is thrown, and if it's not caught, it's down on the ground, then you start again. Well, hockey, you don't start again. You just pick it up where you left off. Like, you know what I mean? And then you just got to figure it out. So, all in all, it's all good.
Yeah.
Fix that hunger a little bit on the power play. And, you know, like I said, on the PK, I'm nothing negative to say about it. It's a bad luck goal. It goes off an elbow. And but like you said, they could have been a little tighter on the D side with Josh and Sam. But other than that, PK is fine. And then the PP just needs to strike.
It
just
needs PP one for their last 12.
That's it.
It's on the low side.
And that's why you have 1 point out of four, right, the last two games. It's a big reason.
Yep.
It's a big reason.
It really is. all right. Let's get into it. The Avs get that goal back.
Yeah.
After they kill that ensuing penalty. Goal is officially credited to Devon Taves right now. Unassisted. Because it's an own goal for the Rangers. Now, I'm not trying to argue that it was Lindgren, right? Lindgren's stick that put it in. I think it was Lindgren.
Lingering.
I'm not trying to argue that his stick was the last one to touch that puck. It absolutely was. What I am trying to argue is Mikko pokes at that puck and stick and causes the effect of that puck getting put into the net. Now, I can't find the game, but I remember the play vividly. Go back a year or two. Someone will go look this up and find it if they're crazy. Val Nichushkin, a very, very similar play happens where he shoots a puck. But he never touches it. He shoots his stick into someone else's stick, and the puck floats up and into the goal. At the end of that game, Val Nichushkin got credit for that goal, despite having never touched the puck. So,
I think I vaguely remember
some inconsistencies. If Val Nichushkin gets credit for that goal, and Mikko doesn't get credit for this one, and if you're crediting Mikko for that goal, then Lindgren never really had possession of the puck, right? Because it was Mikko putting enough effect on the puck.
I agree.
To cause that puck going into the net. And don't get me wrong here. Understand that I am very subjective about this, and I'm actively arguing to get Nathan MacKinnon a point. I understand that. But I still think I have a few decent points in here. Because of that one, first of all, I don't even think they have the right goal score. At very least, even if you're not putting any assists on that, it should be Mikko's goal. And secondly, if Devon Taves is credited with the goal, MacKinnon did assist him, right? MacKinnon yes. directly assisted the puck yes. to Devon Taves. Now, I'm yes. sure this is the way it's told in the NHL rule book.
Yeah.
So I'm arguing that this is a really stupid rule. If the goal scorer is credited to Devon Taves, Nathan MacKinnon should get an assist. Full stop. If you're saying it's because the other team had possession and scored an own goal. Great. Then don't give Devon Taves the goal. Say Charlie Lindgren scored a goal into his own net and no one on the Avs gets a goal.
Buddy, you're preaching to the choir. I totally agree with you. And for me, you've heard me talk about this, and it's not, again, who knows what they're going to do with it. Sometimes things change the next day, but you've heard me say this all the time, like, oh, fourth line had a great shift or two, and then they created momentum, and then they're on the bench, and the first line score, and I'm like, that's their goal, you know? Listen, that's Nate MacKinnon's play. He out-muscles the guy in the corner. He makes the play. He brings it up to Taze. He's the one that creates this whole thing. And, yeah, I mean, it's a shame that he ends up with no goal. I mean, sorry, no point on this. Again, do I think it can be overturned? We'll see tomorrow. I mean, sometimes
I don't think he'll be getting.
I mean, I think you would have seen it by now, but it is what it is. But look, I agree with the rule? No. I'm with you.
If I'm Nathan MacKinnon, I'm writing a letter to the league. I'm saying, hey, I should have had a point on this.
I know, and then it's like, oh my God, an overtime trying to get one anyway. Like, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. It would have been like, oh, we don't have to worry about that one. So.
Devon Taves could finish a goal, man, by himself, not someone else scoring it for him. Taves had a great A off a MacKinnon pass, but it is what it is. The craziest part about this to me is not my thoughts, but Cale Makar's thoughts on the whole thing. Let's hear what Cale had to say.
Things are fine, different ways to get pucks in that, so.
Did you guys just feel like you were having trouble getting through to Shesterkin? It looked like you guys kind of took over there in the third period.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like we had some momentum in the third there. I think for us when we're rolling, I feel like we're getting pucks in that, but then we also have bodies at the net too, so. Yeah, at times we did, and I think that's maybe where we lacked tonight. I think just getting in those high danger areas. Yeah.
What do you think could be learned from both these matchups? You know, lost some overtime and shootout to the Rangers.
Yeah, both these ones are just two hardworking teams. Obviously, the Rangers have a lot of skill, and that's going to be a good postseason team. So that, these are the types of teams we're going to see in the next, whatever, five, six, seven games here. So we're finishing the season running with a lot of playoff teams, which is good for us. Obviously, we can get a tune-up, but I still think there's a lot of good things we can take out of tonight. But, yeah, overall, just we got to be able to generate a little bit more, I think.
McKinnon's point streak came to an end today, the home one in the 19-gamer, I guess. Just what are your thoughts on it now that it's kind of all over to see him go 35 games like that at home?
Did he not get assist on Taze's goal?
They called it an open goal.
Oh, like, okay. Yeah. I thought he did. Yeah, I mean, it's it's one game, I think. It's not like he took the night off. I feel like he was still finding ways to generate and stuff like that. Just sometimes those bounces don't go your way. And, for us, like I said, it just goes back to, as a group, make sure that we do a better job supporting each other on the ice and giving each other better scoring opportunity, whether it's going to the net or we're getting shots through from the point. So.
Coach talked about playing the full 60 minutes. I mean, do you feel like you've had that full team effort for?
Yeah, I feel like tonight's game was definitely a step in the right direction compared to last game. I think we did a lot of, there was no lack of effort tonight in a lot of different areas. I think, I feel like we gave them a lot of minimal scoring opportunities. Obviously, the one goal they get is, it is what it is. I haven't even seen the replay yet, but for us, again, I think there's a lot of positives, but I'm sure when we watch the video, there's going to be some tune-up things as well.
Jared Bennett has talked about how over the course of this season, this team has developed an ability not to panic when they're down in games. I was curious from your perspective how that's taken shape, especially in a game like tonight where you're fighting to get back every inch of the game.
Yeah, I mean, for us, we're a pretty even-keeled team for the most part. Obviously, we have some guys that are emotional, and I think that just generates more drive in the team than anything. So for us, it's just we got to remain even keel, and I think that's what the best teams do. And I felt like tonight, even when they got the second one, we were right back on the horse and getting pucks to their net. So just a couple unlucky bounces, and I gotta learn from that one again.
Thank you, Keel.
Thank you, Keel.
So there you go. Cale Makar not even aware that Nathan McKinnon did not get an assist on that play. Look, I'm sure you're right, Chad. I'm sure Nathan McKinnon doesn't care at all.
I don't know.
You think he might?
No. I don't want to be taken the wrong way. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think Nate's being selfish. I'm saying it's a pretty freaking cool record. It's pretty us.
I've been saying it for 2 weeks. It's the coolest thing happening in hockey.
I mean,
right
it's
now.
Pretty cool. Like in the few years, like this is like, wow, this is amazing. And again, he makes the play. He makes the play to Taze. Taze then is, I don't know. I still think there's a way they overturn this by tomorrow. Again, that was funny to see Makar's reaction.
You were trying to talk yourself into it there for a second.
No, well, that what?
That they'll overturn it.
Oh, no. Earlier I said, nah, no, they would. I still think there's a chance there. I've seen it before. I'll see it again. And again, I don't want to diminish anything. Now that you look at everything so close, back then I'm not going to tell you that Wayne or Mario didn't get a few ghost assists here and there, you know. But nowadays it's a little harder to do with all the camera angles and everything. But I do believe, like, God, I mean, I hope they take another look at this. And like you said, if there's a precedent with, like, for example, Val a few years ago or last year or whatever it was,
then you can maybe have an argument for it. We'll see what they say. We'll see what they do. I don't think Nate is selfish about it and like, oh my God, my streak.
Yeah, no.
But you could tell like, he was freaking like flying. That. I mean, like, you know, it's kind of nice. It's a cool thing, and it's Wayne Gretzky.
You know, I had a thought. I'm sure he wasn't talking about this, but start of the or after the goal,
yeah,
McKinnon was talking to the ref about something later on in the period. I'm sure he was just saying, hey, I thought this was a penalty, or hey, watch this guy for whatever, like players normally do.
Yeah.
But I almost wonder if he said, hey, you sure I didn't get a point on that? You sure you don't want to?
Which refs can't do anything.
I know. It's the scorers that. McKinnon's mad about something. That's just normal McKinnon at that point.
The dog.
So. It's not that big of a deal in the grand scheme that McKinnon's point streak ends. Huh. I think it's lame that it ended in the way that it did. If it was just clearly not a McKinnon point, it would have been easier to swallow.
Yeah,
but
I agree with that take.
Ultimately, the way the NHL scores, if you truly believe that Lindgren had possession there, then I guess McKinnon shouldn't get a point. Anyway, moving through the rest of the game, obviously it gets to overtime. Overtime was fun, man. That overtime really could have gone either way. I thought the Avs played it very, very well, particularly the stretches where they didn't have the puck. Their rotations, which were so used to being sketchy, were very, very good. They were super defensively responsible. I actually really liked their OT, even if it was 3-on-3. You get to the shootout, they come up a little bit short. Let's hear from the Avs guy in net on what he had to say about the game as a whole.
What is a game like that? The result isn't what you guys want?
Yeah, I feel defensively they're such a good team, and we kind of matched that. And they're really smart hockey for pretty much the whole game. And it's fun having 1-1-1, 2-1 scores and not 5-4.
You guys, you're able to get a little bit of that goal support. You've talked about that recently, you know, being able to not have to be chasing the game the whole time. How much easier does that make your job?
Yeah, it definitely makes it easier. When there's good structure, you know your role as well to make a big save when it's needed. Helps a lot.
Maybe some technicalities, but Nate's point streak comes in, and just thoughts on 35 straight being the point.
Yeah, super impressive. I mean, incredible player. It's hard to get, you know, 10 game point streak, and he's been scoring every game. Great for him. And I'm sure he's more concerned about us winning and making the playoffs. He was not cheating at any point of the game. He was playing smart hockey, even if it meant, you know, playing defense. He did that, and so big respect.
What's your mentality when you enter a shootout and take us through some of the shots that you saw tonight?
Yeah, just play them fair, you know, be in the moment and read what they're doing.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Got to give the Avs credit. They just played a really good game. They get a point out of tonight. A lot of hoopla, and all of them are on rhetoric there, right? Hey, he doesn't care about his point streak. He only cares about us getting wins. We don't care about the overtime point. We only care about winning hockey games right now.
I love it.
The Avs are taking themselves seriously.
Again, we talk about it all the time. Guys can say they're about winning, or you can be about winning, and the Avs are about winning.
Yep.
And I think you're seeing that tonight. You're seeing it all year. And obviously you saw it 24 months ago. But and you're going to see it again. So, you know, this is good. This is good.
On that note, if you want to go watch the Avs win, get your tickets with Game Time. Join over 15 million people that have used Game Time to get their tickets. And when you use code DNVR, you get $20 off your first purchase of tickets with Game Time. Game Time guarantees you the best prices on tickets, whether you find them last minute deals, use the section selector to get yourself about 18% off on average. And the best part is, if you find tickets cheaper somewhere else, Game Time will reimburse you 110% of the ticket price to make sure you know you're getting the best price at Game Time. Use them to find tickets to whatever you want to. It doesn't have to be sports. It can be concerts or other events. I don't know. What, plays? Would you call it a play?
Yeah.
Yeah? Okay.
Like a theater?
Yeah. Play? Plays, all right. Yeah. I was going to say opera, but that didn't sound right. But you could probably get tickets to an opera, too, to be honest. So do it with Game Time. Go download their app today. There's a link down in the description. And be sure to use that DNVR code to get $20 off your first purchase with Game Time. And once you got your tickets, you don't want to be going to the game and worrying about your house the whole time you're there, right?
No.
You don't want to be like my wife, worried about, did I leave the oven on? Is the door open? Shit. None of that. Those things, silly to worry about. But if you have a problem with your roof, that's a legitimate concern. That's where you call Red Hawk Roofing.
Might need it right.
You dripping right there? Yeah. Red Hawk Roofing, a local Colorado roofing company. First of all, even if there's nothing wrong, they'll come out, they'll give you a free inspection, costs you nothing. They'll get up there, they'll take pictures, they'll show you everything that's going on up there. And if there is a problem, they can get it fixed right up for you. You got to use them, especially if you're a lazy person, maybe doesn't check things as often as they should, like me. Red Hawk Roofing has 24/7 emergency services. So if a leak does spring or if a problem happens, Red Hawk Roofing has your back. Go to redhawkroofing.com today to at very least get that free inspection from the local guys. Third period of the DNVR Avalanche podcast. I know the Avs aren't content with 1 point from tonight, Eric. Are you?
Again, there's two ways to look at it. You're content with the way you play. You want to get 2 points. 1 point was huge. Mm-hmm. I think you're disappointed because you didn't get it done in the regular 60 minutes, and you didn't get it done in the 5 minutes. Like I said, I don't pay any attention to the shootout. Okay. So
to you, this was a tie?
Again, for me, that's a tie. I don't. It doesn't exist. If you told me that this is how the rules are for playoffs, then it is what it is. Yeah. Again, the Olympics, it's shootout. Okay, great. Then a shootout matters. This is just a show. You know what I mean? That's what it is. Yeah. It's a show for the people on the stands. But then as soon as the playoff starts, it doesn't exist because it's a tough way to decide a game or a championship. And
it's
that's
not
why.
Hockey. Let's be real. It's not.
It's an individual goal. Again, it's not a penalty shot because you got tripped and you created it. This is just a skills competition. So, again, am I disappointed? No. What the hell's going on here? But do I think that just threw me right off.
Yeah.
But do I think that you should be disappointed? Yeah, if you're disappointed you didn't get it done in those 65 minutes.
Okay, let me
to get that extra point.
Let me give you some context. Okay. Obviously, you would have rather had 2 points. Duh.
Yeah, yes.
No question. But getting that 1 point tonight means, one, Winnipeg lost tonight. Yep. The Avs are now 4 points up on Winnipeg, even in games.
Yep.
Two, Dallas did win tonight. The Avs are 3 points behind Dallas with a game in hand and a game remaining against Dallas.
So you still control your destiny.
Exactly. You would rather be 1 point behind.
Again, that was quick math, by the way.
Yeah, you would rather be 2 points behind Dallas instead of three, but the Avs are still in complete control of their own destiny by getting 1 point tonight.
Yes.
So, not great, but you did enough. The Avs are the underachieving smart kid who's just doing enough to pass the class right now.
Oh, yeah. And again, they were so hot, and then you're going to get cooled off a little bit. And that's, what you see in the last two games. And you're going to hit a little bit of a thing, and then you're going to go again. You know what I mean? But then again, if you play hockey like you played tonight, you're going to get a boatload of wins until the end of the season.
You can ban that one, Tiff.
Which one?
That one. I get it, and we talked about this in the pregame too, right? Like, yes, you're at a point of the season where there really aren't any moral victories. You really need to win, but again, that was an awesome hockey game. Like,
great. It's fun.
It's really hard. If you're a fan of hockey, it's really hard to have not liked that hockey game.
Well, it's funny because we were doing the watch along and there was the Rockies. I mean, I just realized what a pitiful inning that was. But and then it was college hockey going on still. And then there was March Madness. And shocker to you, I mean, I didn't even watch March Madness. I was just watching the Avs, because it's such a fun sport. And it was a fun game. So.
Yep.
It was awesome, and it was exciting. It was exciting here at the bar downstairs. It was fun, and
I'm gonna lose my voice. I can feel it in my throat already.
Oh, yeah. It was fun.
It was a good time, though. Yep. Always a blast.
And again, I'm not going back to it. It's not a negative thing, but it just shows you how much Val means to this team.
No, I 100% agree with this.
When you look at the two games, and it's like, just that. And then even the couple games where you could tell he was not being himself. He was struggling a little bit. But when he's on, like, he is a difference maker. He's not an elite player, you know, like a franchise player, but he's just right underneath it. Right underneath it. No, he's become, for me, a 6. You know, it's always a rating out of 7. A 7 is a franchise player. A 6 is an elite player, you know. And then a 5 is like, hey, a top 6, and a 4 is a regular. So Val
might Nikushkin, be a 6, buddy.
Val might be in my ratings right now, if I was going to rate he would be a 6.
Yeah.
That's how valuable this guy is to this team. And the stats prove it, and then the record shows it when he's not around. So hopefully he's back soon. They did say this morning it was day-to-day again. Who knows? We talked about that in the pod yesterday, right, about injuries and stuff. So, but hopefully it's day-to-day, and you see him maybe Saturday. Who knows?
Hey, you want an argument for Nathan MacKinnon to win the Hart?
Yes.
The Avs have not won a game at home if MacKinnon hasn't scored.
I should have seen that one coming. Shit.
Just
but
saying.
But I agree.
Just saying. Okay.
I agree.
Let's get to our super chats. Let's wind this one down. Also, 7 likes to 100 on a lost chat. You can do it for us. I believe you. I believe in you. $5 from Easton, who says, let's get the losses out of the way now. Anyone else notice New York power play goal had 3 Rangers near Pizza Hut with 1 Sammy G to defend?
They went
inside. G and Manson both were. There was no body.
Sometimes you do that to let the shot get to the goalie. You know what I mean? And then it just hits his freaking elbow. I mean, what are you
doing? Yeah, the tough bounce. It's really a tough bounce. As you said, maybe if the Avs shot the puck more on their power play, they'd get a bounce like that.
Maybe.
$10 from the incredible Drew, who says, good game by the guys. Both goalies played awesome, with 3 of the 4 goals being fluke bounces right in front of the net. It's true. Yeah. As AJ says, hockey just be stupid sometimes. On to the next. It is a dumb sport. It really is.
It is
bounces galore in this sport. $7 from Stefan, who says, Bednar said they have the ability to challenge Taze's goal for a Mac assist. I have absolutely no doubt that the Avs will do everything in their power to 100%. Challenge it. I don't know that they'll get it, but I hope they do.
Yeah, I mean, every play is reviewable. I mean, listen, it was like that 30 years ago, 20 years ago, 10 years ago. It's just so much easier now with all the camera angles and things that are on top of it. When I do believe you might see something tomorrow or tonight or whatever it is. So we'll see.
I think there's a pretty cogent argument to make the case that Lindgren never had possession of that puck with Mikko's poke at it.
I'm not sure how you had called that possession. Again, that's your interpretation. It's always the same thing, right?
Yep.
Crossing the blue line on an offside. Does he have full possession? Yeah. I don't. For me, it's not possession. And the other guy's like, oh, no, that's possession. I mean, shit, I don't know. You know.
Maybe that exact play might be a case against MacKinnon getting a point.
That's what I mean.
Because I didn't think that guy had possession of the puck for the one that went against the Avs earlier this year.
No, I don't.
But what are you going to do? $5 from James, who says, what about the McMichael assist on the Ovechkin goal he shot in by hitting Ovi's stick? McMichael never touched the puck. Yeah, I think if you look hard enough, there's a handful of assists and goals like that where they – maybe never directly touch the puck, but clearly the play does not happen without their influence on the puck.
I got a good feeling on this. I don't know why. I got a good feeling that by tomorrow you see something.
All right, chat. We don't have winner shots for you because the Avs lost, but I'll do some vitamin W for the 100 likes here. So thank you very
much.
Give
me one.
All right.
Yeah, that's okay. It's never stopped us before.
Here you go. The Avs need the vitamin W to get back on the win streak.
Wasn't a loss.
Not that bad. Yeah.
Somebody's clearly eating him, so.
All right. Any final thoughts before we get out of here, Eric?
Keep playing like this. Like I said, you'll have plenty of W's in the last 9 games.
100% agree on that. We are off tomorrow, but we'll be back for the game Saturday. Blaze coming back into the studio. If you've been a longtime watcher, you'll see Blaze on the show for Saturday's game, so. Be sure to tune in for that one. We appreciate y'all. A ton of you showing out for an Avs loss. We appreciate that a ton. We will see you here again on Saturday. Y'all silly like the mayor.